In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We receive.
Clarity.
From the written word.
From the written word.
Today.
Today.
As a church.
As a church.
We behold Jesus.
We behold Jesus.
As he sees us in himself.
As he sees us in himself.
He is glorified.
He is glorified.
We are edified.
We are edified.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we're discussing on the topic the church, the local church, and me. The church, the local church, and me. We'll be running off today on the series of teaching. Yesterday we had a teaching meeting. We started from 12:45. And we rounded off by 4. By 4:45. So that is approximately 4 hours. Hallelujah. So we had that teaching meeting. Now we covered a whole lot of milestone on the same topic, the church, local church, and now. Glory to God. Matthew 28, 4 verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of every nation." He said, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Glory to God. He said, "Go make disciples. Go make disciples." And we've been looking at that word disciples for weeks, right? We're looking at that word disciples for weeks. And we came to the conclusion that when he said, "Go make disciples," first of all, we said that would be Matthew's summary of what Jesus instructed them to do, right? Now, if you read Mark's account, Mark will concentrate on, will focus on the going out to win souls. Do you understand me? Now, Mark will concentrate, will focus on that same instruction. It's the same instruction, but Mark will focus on the aspect of salvation. Do you understand? So, Matthew will write concerning what will happen after that salvation took the instruction. So Matthew concentrated on the discipleship aspect of that instruction. Are you following me? On the discipleship aspect of that instruction. It says, "Go make disciples." Mark will say, "He that believe." "This sign shall follow them that believe." Hallelujah. You know, it's the same. Hallelujah. Luke will say, Luke and John was a bit more explicit. Sorry, John was good too. Hallelujah. John will say, "Whosoever sins, ye remit, is remitted." Hallelujah. "And whosoever ye retain, is retained." So, you know, John will talk about the same thing. What will happen in that new birth? John will say, "Your sins are forgiven." Hallelujah. Are you following that? Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, we concluded that the call to salvation, the call to salvation is the call to discipleship. Meaning when a man gets born again, he's born again to get enrolled into discipleship. So, discipleship is not a, you know, some people will say, you join discipleship class. And then you now graduate from discipleship class. You now be given the certificate. You now wear, you know, you wear robe and say, "I have graduated from discipleship class." No, no. Discipleship is what salvation, that is what Christianity is all about. Raising disciples. We are disciples of Christ forever. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There's no graduation. Say, "No, I'm no longer a disciple." There you are. Who?
We are disciples.
Hallelujah.
Hey, follow that.
Disciples. Say, "Go make disciples." Glory to God. So, when that word disciples is used for what we said, I'm just giving an overview of what we've been discussing for the past few weeks. Hallelujah. So, we said when the word disciples is used, we said it will be discipline specific, right? because of the way the word disciple is the word martyrio in the Greek. It means it means when they say go raise disciples, it means go raise students. That's what martyrio, raise students. The way you train a child in a citadel of learning. Hallelujah. So when you hear the word disciples, make disciples. Martyrio, raise disciples, enroll one in his school. Now you have around it, you have a discipline. It's just like someone who is learning a trade. You don't go and learn all trade. You go and learn a particular trade. It's an apprentice. That is the word martyrio. Are you following me? To learn a trade. You've gone to learn a trade. You can't say, I'm learning 5 different trades. I'm serving my master who is selling pharmacy, pharmaceutical, whatever. I'm also learning hairdressing. The same time when I'm a tailor, I'm also learning tailoring. I'm also learning how to make soap. I'm also learning how to sew shoe. You'll be confused, right? You can do all that at the same time. So when you say, I'm a disciple, I'm learning, I'm an apprentice. That's what it means. When you say, I'm a disciple, it means I'm an apprentice. Apprentice of what? You can go to school and you're going to study medicine, pharmacy, accounting the same time. No! No! Is either you're a student of medicine or in pharmacy or a student of accounting or a student of finance. So it must be discipline specific. And the question we want to ask is, what is the discipline? Disciples of who? Disciples of what? Disciples of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have a discipline. How is the discipline? Christ. So what should be taught in discipleship? Verse 20 said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. The question is, what has Jesus commanded them? Whatsoever I have commanded you. What has he been teaching them? Luke 24, verse 44. He said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, written in the law of Moses and the Psalms and in the prophets concerning me. And he opened ye the understanding of them, I comprehend the scriptures. He said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. How? Concerning me. Meaning what Jesus taught them pre-resurrection and post-resurrection was concerning him. John 5 verse 45, we'll open to that last week, but just open your Bible there. Verse 39. He said, you search the scriptures. He said, for in them you think you have eternal life. He said, these are they that testify of me, but you will not come to me. Meaning the scriptures testify of me. Are you following that? What is the scripture? What do they have as scripture in John? They had Genesis to Malachi. So Jesus is saying the scripture talks about me. Are you following that? Verse 45. He now said, do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. So there's one who accuses you. He said, Moses, whom do you trust? 46. He said, if you have believed Moses, you will have believed me. He said, for he wrote concerning me. So that means what Moses will document to be concerning Christ. Are you following me? Glory to God. Will be concerning Christ. Amen. Luke 24 from verse 25. He said, oh fools and slow about to believe in all the prophets that spoke. He said, ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory. He said, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures, Genesis to Malachi, the things concerning himself. So what Jesus talks then, pre-resurrection and post-resurrection was concerning himself, concerning resurrection facts. Are you following me? Was concerning the resurrection, meaning what Moses would document from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Samuel, Samuel, 1 Kings, what they wrote, what Moses and the prophets wrote, will be concerning Christ. Are you following me? Concerning Christ. So meaning if I get to Genesis, and I'm in Genesis 1:26, and say, God said, let's make man in our image. I should not be looking for man. I should be seeing Christ.
When he says it's not good for a man to be alone, let's make him a helpmeet. I should not be looking for a man and looking for Eve. No, I should seek Christ.
That's what Jesus said.
He said he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Are you hearing me?
Glory to God.
So when I get to Genesis 1:1, and it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I shouldn't be going out and saying, God, so from the sky. And see, God made the skies, made everything. Are you hearing me? But what Moses, see, they already knew that God made the heavens and the earth. They knew it. Who was he writing to? He was writing to the people of Israel. So they knew that it was God that made it. So Moses, with him for writing, was not writing so that they would know what they already knew. They had it as oral tradition. Are you hearing me? So he was writing it to document salvation fact. Are you following that? Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It says concerning me. So Jesus will go from Genesis down to Malachi and will teach them the things concerning himself. When Jesus gets to Samuel, he will not be teaching, make me every child like Samuel. No, he will teach salvation facts from there. He will get to Abraham because Moses wrote concerning him. So when he gets to Abraham, he will see the reality of salvation. Are you following that? So what should be taught in discipleship is what concerning Christ. What should be taught in the church is concerning Christ. Are you following me? So Jesus said, teaching them to observe. That word observe is the Greek word telio. It means to look at it. Look at it. Don't take your eyes off it. Look at it. He said, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Will it be concerning him? Yes. Will it be concerning the resurrection? Yes. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, teaching them to observe. So he tells us this is the curriculum in the church. The church is not the place where you come to learn how to get rich quick. The church is a place where we learn about Christ.
People say, I don't like that church. They don't used to give people jobs.
It's because you don't know what the church is for. Amen.
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 The church is going to say, you know, no, I like my pastor. He can resonate with our problems. He can resonate. How? When you come, you will not give us motivation. As, you see, when we are done like this, we want to go and make money. If what is in your head after the scriptures is taught in church is about how to make money, you just went to a business school, not a church. Because when you leave a church, when you leave the gathering of believers, what should be in your heart is the Father's work. Are you hearing me? What you live with? What should be in your heart? What should dominate your heart will be the reality of the resurrection. Not money. Amen.
Amen.
So discipleship will have a curriculum. We have a curriculum which is concerning Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we said, when he says the word go raise disciples, he was referring to a citadel of learning. That means what is intended is a gathering. But when you say go raise disciples, it means there's going to be a gathering. Hallelujah. So we said when a man gets born again, when a man gets saved, he's brought to the gathering of believers. That is the first place you must expose anyone who is saved to. You don't expose the person to books. You don't expose the person to Greek and Hebrew material. You expose the person to the gathering of believers. That was the primary. Primary. You expose the person to the local church. Don't say, don't worry, I'll be coming to follow your personality. No! No! Bring the person to the gathering of where people of like nature are.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes,
glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because after salvation, a man begins the journey of knowing the world. That's discipleship. After salvation, a man begins the journey of knowing the world.
A man begins that job of knowing the word. And that is God's desire. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. God's desire is for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. So when a man gets saved, he begins a journey of knowing the word. Are you hearing me? So therefore, we concluded yesterday that the church is a Bible school. You see, if the church is actually doing what it's supposed to be doing, there will be no need for a Bible school. The church is the Bible school. And we saw that yesterday. Right? The church is the Bible school. Amen. So yesterday, we looked at the leadership of the local church. And we said, from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Let's open to 1 Corinthians 12, 28. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. You don't know where Corinthians is after Revelation. After Revelation, you see Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you're there, I read. Are you there? He said, and God has appointed this in the church. God has appointed this in the church. Did you see that? God has appointed this in the church. He said, first, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, after that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administration, varieties of tongues. Now he says, we explained this yesterday. Then God has set this in the church. Are you hearing me? God has set this in the church. He says, first apostles. Now, I told us yesterday that when he says first proton apostolos, he was not saying the first or the highest is the apostles. No. That word first proton doulos, they are not used for first, second, third. No. This is the first. No. It's used to just to show emphasis. Are you hearing me? Just when I say number one is this, number two is this. It's not to show this is the first or an hierarchy. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So it's not saying apostles are number one, prophet to know. He only used it to actually show emphasis. So what God has set in the church is the prophet, the apostle, in no order, you can put the prophet, the apostle, the teachers. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? Okay. Now, where he now brings a divider, where he now shows hierarchy, is where he now says, after that. Now that word, after that, is the word epitia in the Greek. It's the word that is used to show hierarchy, to show differences. So, where there's hierarchy is what? After that. That means Paul now divided the local church into two. How? He now says after that miracles. And we saw that yesterday, that when he called miracles, gift of healings, helps government, he was referring to what? Everybody in the congregation. Because we've seen that in verses 8 to verses 10. He mentioned that as the gift in the body, which is in every believer. Hallelujah. So what he has done is just telling that in the local church, we have those who are leaders, which is the pastor, or let me put that, the apostles, prophets, teachers, leaders. And then when that calls the miracles, helps, government, diversities of tongues, he was referring to every other person. Are you hearing me? So, what Paul has shown you that there's a divider in the local church. The leadership and those who are being led. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So, we also see, okay, we'll get there shortly. You also did explain it in Ephesians chapter 4. Right? We saw that in Ephesians 4. We'll get to Ephesians 4 shortly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what Paul makes us see here is that The leadership of the local church is God set up. Say, God has appointed this in the church. In the church. God has appointed this in the church. What has God appointed in the church? Meaning God has set this up. God has set hierarchy in the church. What is the hierarchy? The leadership and those who have been led. Are you hearing that? So the leadership is God set up. Is God set up? Hallelujah. The same way the gathering of believers is God's instruction. We saw that. Matthew 28:10. Hebrews 10:24. Is God set up? Glory to God. I mean, it's God's instruction. It's in the set up. Hallelujah. So yesterday, we also saw the duty of the pastor. We saw the duty of the pastor. Let's quickly look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. We'll get to come. It says Ephesians 4, 11. It says, he gave some to be apostles. Okay, let's start from, I'll read verse 8, verse 10, 11. It says, when he ascended up on high, he gave gift to men. Right? I mean, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. And he gave gifts to men. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Verse 11. He says, and he gave some to be apostles. He says, some prophets. Some evangelists. He says, some pastors, teachers. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So he gave this. So what Paul is telling is that in the body, you will find this, the leadership. Are you following that? And what will be their duty? He says, in verse 7, for the, that word for, the first word for there is the word pros, meaning in view of. This is the reason for it. Hallelujah. So the reason for the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, he said, is for the perfecting of the saints. Are you seeing that? Perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the defining of the body of Christ. Are you following that? So we saw that the pastor is the head of the local church. He is the head of the local church. First of all, we said the ministry gifts will be called eldership, right? We saw that they are the elders in the church. Elders. So those in leadership are called elders. You don't necessarily need to have gray hair to become an elder. Hallelujah. It shows that you are in leadership. The disciples of Jesus were teenagers and they were called elders. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, let's go ahead. So we said the pastor is the head of the local church. And the pastor ordains a deacon, right? The pastor can ordain or will ordain a deacon. A deacon is an associate pastor, one who is under watch, right? I will say the pastor also ordains a bishop, not the other way around. I would think. I would say the bishop is a pastor's pastor. No. A pastor ordains a bishop. A bishop is like a cell leader. We saw that yesterday, right? A bishop is like a cell leader. I would say, I said it yesterday and I still say it, and I'm still saying it again. I'm saying it because I'm explaining scriptures. I'm not saying it to in any way or speak to those who have gone ahead of me. Are you hearing me? Or to demean anybody's ministry. But scripture is what is being explained. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So a bishop is under a pastor. We did all that yesterday. I can't go over 4 hours teaching meeting today, but we're just doing a summary so that as we proceed, you'll be able to see. Glory to God. Amen. 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 So a bishop oversees life. So, and we saw that those 12 guys in Ephesus from Acts 20 were actually bishops. Did we see that? They were actually bishops. Glory to God. They were bishops. And who was their pastor? Oh, yeah, who was their pastor? Paul was their pastor. In fact, Paul now had to send a pastor there. We now have to send Timothy there to charge them that they teach no other doctrine. Are you following? Are you following that? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, let's go ahead. So we said, from looking at that, Ephesians 4, verse 13, verse 14, he said that we should be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, he said, by the tricky of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Now, we looked at that critically. When he says doctrine, it implies didaskalia in the Greek, used for an explanation. Now, remember we just said the explanation of scriptures is concerning Christ and the resurrection, right? So, when scripture is not explained otherwise, it's called the doctrine of men. I remember. So when I explain something on along this line to somebody, somebody that was very close to me, very close. Now the person that asked me a question, the person said, does this mean we no longer will be seed sowing and reaping? Does it mean seed sowing and reaping? But the Bible says, listen, the Bible says, as long as the egg remains, seed time and harvest. You don't know Bible. Glory to God. Who told you he's talking about seed sowing in that you do inside church? Is it is money gospel that will even convert? See, I don't know if you know people who teach money gospel, who teach prosperity for money. No, I teach prosperity, not money. Now, people teach prosperity for money. Most times, when you listen to them, you see, when I sit down to listen to them now, not then, if you know what I'm saying, keep quiet. Hallelujah, not then. But you know, when I sit down and listen to them now, I laugh over some things that I say. In fact, I just say, these guys are, is it that they are brainwashed? Or the people that are sitting down to are brainwashed? Just those are, oh! What did he just say? He just said, sow your seed, you have sown. As the problem was, he said, now you called your money seed. You now called your money. The reason why you will not receive answer is because you don't water the seed. You water the seed with money. Money seed, money water. And people will be shouting. No. have you not heard? Bring your Isaac. See. Those are the doctrines of Simon the sorcerer. Not let's not go there, please. Hallelujah. Those are wrong doctrines. It doesn't mean that they don't see sowing and reaping in the kingdom. See, go and get a message on sowing. You have a message like on giving, right? Bible doctrine on giving. Go and listen to it.
Glory to God.
So when you sow seed, how will you then receive? You receive. What will you receive? Thanks. You know, like, now I'm not sowing. That means you're not actually sowing. You're not actually giving. It's not called sowing. What are you sowing? There are valuable. You are giving. You give. You see, when you give, I love the song by Saint Community. He said, this song goes, I watch my treasure grow, I watch my treasure grow as I let it go. So as you are giving, it is going, oh my Lord. You'll be the God. He's going.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Somebody met your pastor, one of your pastors. And I said, sir, I want to sow seed into your life. No. Does it sow seed? I want to tap.
Yeah.
I want to tap the anointing. So I'm dropping seed to tap the anointing. And your pastor replied. Right?
Am I a pan-white tapper?
Is he? Or are you a pan-white tapper? What are you tapping? I want to tap anointing. Are you different from Simon in the Bible? She brought her money. He said, I need this anointing. Is that what it's saying? And what was this? What was the reply he got? Your money perish with you. Do you think the things of God can be bought with money? But I don't know if in their Bibles they used super glue to super glue their path away. So, amen. How did I even get here? Doctrine of men. Amen. So that was explanation. So there are people who have diverse explanation of scriptures. Now, when the explanation of scriptures is not concerning Christ and the resurrection, it's called doctrines of men, doctrines of demons. Jesus went to the temple. He was to talk about the temple of himself. He said, do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. That word merchandise is what we use for buying and selling. So the church is not where you do buying and selling. So see to you. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now people are quiet. But that's the truth. I would like to go to church and say, yeah, your destiny is here. What's the difference between, you know, you want to move to there in your life. You need to get there in your life. What's the difference between here and there? Here and there is called T. T is time, brothers and sisters. What is time? T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E is the information made available. So, you need to have information to move from here to there. Glory to God. Jesus, move from here to there. Because they put Jesus, they think it's gospel. That's motivation. I hear you. That's motivation. The church is where we teach about the risen Christ. Amen. So trick your men. And we said yesterday that too many teachers. Some people have several teachers. A young guy, very young. Young. If I ever started me talking about street. He's about to start ministry. And he's telling me he has 9 mentors, 9 teachers. Ha! Okay, listen. The whole 9. In fact, with my years in ministry, those 9 people have never ministered the same thing. 9! How can you be saved? Glory to God. So, I now gave him to write to some messages. He now called one of our leaders. I'm going to say, your pastor is worded. In fact, he's one of my mentors. When I heard that, I said, go and tell him. I'm not his mentor. He should take me off that list immediately. You put me in that list of 9. I would not be the 10th. No way. Because that is living a life of confusion. 9 people. Teaching different things. You know, I gave an example of something yesterday. None of you were around. Where I spoke about you come and you saw you just finished teaching this, another person teach that. If you were observant, it was not that I was, those things I was talking about were the different people he was listening to. That's the different people I was listening to. Just imagine a convention that they have 10 different preachers, different or 9 different preachers preaching different things. Just tell me how you'll be stable. Did you know that with your prayer you can move mountains? When you pray, can you not remember the story yesterday? Hallelujah. When you pray, you have to shout. See, there are some things. If I heard somebody said this before, he said, there are some things that you will not get when you speak in tongues. You have to see that, you have to pour the anger for your anger. Different people just say different things. And then your life will just be different. Today you'll be moon, tomorrow you'll be sun, next tomorrow you'll be star. But no, too many teachers will cause instability in your spiritual growth. Too many. On Sunday, you're hearing the word like this. On Monday, you are going for, I don't want to talk. I'm not careful of the word I'm using now. That I don't, so I don't, some people don't think, don't take it another way. On Monday, you are going to get a faith clinic. On Tuesday, you are hearing you have to sow the seed to get there. You have dropped money. Wednesday, you are hearing righteousness and faith and holiness. Without which no man will see God. Bros, why is your hair like this? Why is your skirt like this? Don't you know, as a lady, if you wear trousers, you will go to hell? Hell is real. Don't you know? You heard that one. On Thursday, you just hearing different things. How would you be? How would you be spiritually sound? You will not be sound. So spiritual growth will not be found in multiplicity of preachers. No. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Rather, sticking to your pastor, the pastor of your local church, will help you become stable, will help your stability, will help your discernment, will help your discernment, help your discernment. I have prayed with someone before, and I was praying, I was just speaking in tongues, and then I started hearing, let them die by fire now. Even though I'm not even afraid, my son, let them die by fire now, fire now, fire now, let them die by fire now, fire now. No, you didn't learn that from me. Hallelujah. So I can know if you are listening to me. I can know. I can know if you are listening. You see, and I told pastors to be watchful of it, right? You can know when your member is listening to several people, even without them telling you. Yeah. I had a discussion with somebody who was supposed to be listening to our message, and the person told me something. Not that the person was wrong, but I just knew that the person was not listening to me. I just knew the person, you're not listening to messages, because I've never taught you this. You have listened to several people. I knew that the person was wrong, but the person cannot even explain that. In fact, the person now had vacuums in his growth. Person told me, you know, sir. I asked the question. The person said, no, sir. The Old Testament is the New Testament conceived. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. I said, wow. Explain. Never did see nonsense. I've never taught you that. Not that it's wrong. It's not wrong, but I've never taught you that. Glory to God. I've never thought of that. So when I hear somebody tell me that, I didn't know this man is not listening to me. I've never thought of that. I don't think I'll ever teach you that. Glory to God. I don't think so. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Very important. So you will stay listening. You must stay listening well. Rather, what I know I've taught you is the fact that scripture hidden in the Old Testament was because of their own faith. And the New Testament, which is their pieces, are explanations of it. So I didn't see anybody conceal or anything. Can you now see? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, very important. Very important. So you must stay listening. You must stay listening. Listening and listening well. So when you come into a local church and you identify yourself with a local church, you must listen. When you identify yourself with the local church, you should submit to the authority there. It's just wise. You submit to the authority there. And in submitting to the authority there, you was listed there. Are you hearing me? To submit there is to list in there. We get to see more about this submitting to the authority in the local church. You must learn to submit. You know, that was in the second, I mean in the third week of these teachings, I told us something. I showed us some Thessalonians that Paul warned about what those who are unruly, those who don't want to be under authority. In the local church is where you're under authority. Remember, I said the local church is not a teaching center. The local church is not a miracle center. I didn't add that. I didn't say that yesterday, but I'm saying it today. The local church is not a miracle center. The local church is not a prayer center. I said it goes beyond all of that. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it says they watch over your souls. Are you hearing me? The local church, the leadership of the local church is set to watch over your soul. Watch over your soul. It's as important as that. See, every time I want to do this, they're asking me. Can't I just be? Hey, you cannot be on. You cannot be on. You cannot be. Because that is the work of the local church. They watch over your soul. Are you hearing me? The kind of job you pick, it must be determined by the local church. You don't know. The kind of person you marry, they're even monitoring you. What an evil. I cannot just post my status again. So that point is too old. Can I just post anything? You don't know. That is the local church. That was how it was. And it is, and it will ever be. Amen. That is called the local church. It is just, you see, the local church. I was telling somebody, this was some months back. I told him, the local church is like a secret cult. You don't know. The Bible says they were in one accord. One accord, one mind. See, even to the club he supports, must be Chelsea or no club. I'm just joking. Before you write it down, he must be Chelsea. Amen. Amen. But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm. I know there are some red devils here. How was yesterday?
Welcome back. Yes, ma'am. How was yesterday? With your everything still lost.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You said second goal was Ujuru. You thought that was what?
Ururu. Okay, let's continue.
It's well, sir. It's well, sir. Glory to God.
But you see, the local church is as detailed as that. The local church, do you know that the local church also determines the people you should have as friends? Yes. Yes. The Bible teaches us that. The Bible tells us, you see, the Bible instructs us on who you should have as friends. So how much more the local church? Who follows scriptures? You cannot have everybody in the world as friends. It will be like be friendly. Because my hobby is to be friendly. Your friendly has limits. Are you hearing me? Hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the local church is thorough. It's thorough. You submit to the authority there. The Because the authority of the local, where the local church derives its authority from, is from the written word. Are you hearing me? It's from the written word. So you submit to that authority there. Because every counsel you'll be given in the local church will come from the written word. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. Let's go back to that Ephesians chapter 4 again. It says, verse 11, it says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. Now, remember, if you read verses 4, go back to verses 4. I want to show you this. He says, there is one body, there is one spirit. Now, first of all, it shows you that there is one body, right? Now, we all have one spirit, right? Just as you were called in one hope of your calling, say one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of us all, who is above all, through all and in you all. Glory to God. Then he now moves. I want you to see this. He now moves to verse 7 and says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, I have told you that when he said measure of Christ's gift, he was referring to ministry. Not to the gift of the Spirit, which is the name that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 8 to 10. That will be found in every believer. Right? Now, when he said measure, metron of Christ's gift, he was referring to what? Ministry gift. And when he used the word metron, metron is used for a portion, small part. Do you understand me? It's used to show what? Ministry. That ministry will not, everybody will not be leaders in the local church. Are you hearing me? I want you to look at, so what, how he uses the word measure of Christ's gift. Measure of Christ's gift. Now, he now goes ahead. He now says, therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. So we saw that he was explaining, that means that what Paul was explaining here, he was explaining Psalm 68. Psalm 68, remember the epistles are the explanation of the Old Testament books. So he is explaining Psalm 68. And he now went down to verse 9. Then 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles. And if you read Psalm 68, immediately he says what he said in that Psalm 68, verse 18. Verse 19, he said he has, that he loves us with benefits. So the benefit will be what? The ministry gift. Are you following that? So the benefit will be the ministry gift. So that's why Paul will say, and he gave gifts to men. Hallelujah. And he gave gifts to men. You can actually put it that as he, and he gave gifts as men. So the ministry will be found in men. Are you following that? The ministry will be found in men. That is why it's called ministry gift. It will be found in men. Are you hearing me? So the leadership in the local church is a gift to the church. It's a gift to the body. I want you to listen to that, follow that well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So he said, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. He doesn't say for the perfecting of the saints. I would say that word perfecting in the Greek is katatismos. Katatismos, katatismos. Katatismos. Now, it's a word that means to equip, to make fitted, to make ready. Hallelujah. So, the reason for your pastor, the reason for the apostles, the prophet, is to make you fit. Now, we said, For the sake of this teaching, we'll not be mentioning it one by one. We'll just say the reason for the leadership of the local church, right? Because the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, pastors, teachers is called leadership. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Now we will still discuss the Matthew's ministry before the year runs out. So we'll look at this again. in some other dimensions, from some other angles. Hallelujah. So the leadership of the local church is given to you. They are given to you as a gift, right? Now I said for the perfecting of the saints. That is the reason for the local church. For the perfect, for the equipping of the saints. Say it's for the work of the ministry. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. It has it for the edifying of the body of Christ. These are not three different things. No. Is it the word? The word, first word there for, I thought is the word pros, in view of. Right? So the reason for pastor, for leadership is for the perfecting of the saints. Now the other word for work of ministry, for the divine body of Christ, is the Greek word eis, which is, how do you say it? That implies which is or that is. You understand me? So the further explain what the perfecting of the saints is, he says for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Are you following me? So it's just the same thing, that the body of Christ be edified. So who will be the body of Christ that will be edified? The church, the local church will be edified. Are you following that? Amen. 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 Glory to God. So when you know the word perfection of the saints will be through teaching. How do we know it's through teaching? Look at the next verse. That we should no longer have, that means the next verse will be till we come to the unity of faith. Till we come to the unity of faith. Now the unity of faith, I said it's not a high, the Church of Christ one day will be united, and when the Church of Christ is united, the rapture will take place. Sure. Amen. No. When he said the unity of faith, he's talking about knowledge. Remember, I told you to do a cross reference in your Bible to where yesterday. Let me see who will remember. To where yesterday? 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. He said, the perfecting of the saints. See, we all come to the unity of faith. He says, and to the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, that word and is the word car, which will be read as, till we all come to the unity of faith, which is the knowledge of the Son of God. 1 Timothy 2, 4. God's desire is that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is the reason why all of us prayer for all the churches was that they should come to knowledge. Colossians 1, 9. Philippians 1, 9. Ephesians 1, 16. Down to 19. Philemon 1, verse 6. To come to knowledge. Are you following that? To grow in knowledge. To grow in knowledge. Hallelujah. He said, we all come to the unity of faith. That is, to the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man. So, let's look at this one by each. So, the perfecting of the saints will be through teaching. Hallelujah. Will be through teaching. Therefore, it shows us that you are not the one responsible. We said this yesterday. You are not the one responsible for your spiritual growth. God didn't give you that responsibility to ensure you grow spiritually. That is why there is nobody who can grow spiritually outside the local church. God put your spiritual growth in the hands of men who He has set to lead you. Are you hearing that? He put your spiritual growth in the hands of men. So you're not responsible for your spiritual growth. And you can't find anyone who is growing spiritually outside the local church. You can't. Are you hearing me? You can't. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can grow spiritually outside the local church. So, what is my responsibility then? Your responsibility is to give yourself to be discipled. To make yourself available for discipleship. That is your responsibility. But you're not responsible for how you grow spiritually. You're only responsible for how you made yourself available for the discipleship. Amen. Amen. Are you following me? So that is why you must always listen to your pastor. must always be under the influence of your pastor's voice.
Amen.
Because your pastor is the one that God has given that mantle for your spiritual growth. To lead. I hear that your spiritual growth to lead you. See, there are some things that I know today that I cannot teach now. Even if you drag my head on the floor, I will not teach it. But if I teach it now, there will be a whole lot of vacuums. Do you understand? So growth, where we are getting there, spiritual growth is not magic. Like, boom, boom, I'm now spiritually growing. No. No. I hear it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
And that is why you should be wary. You should be wary when your pastor tells you, go and know God for yourself. It is never done in scripture. You have to study to know God for yourself. You have lost your pastor that day. When your pastor tells you that, any pastor that tells his congregants, you have to study to know God for yourself, that pastor has lost his member. In fact, I mean, the member has lost his pastor. Because the core responsibility of a pastor is to feed the Lord's flock. So, when it's now time for me to do a study of the scriptures, I must study to the boundary of my pastor's teachings. Are you hearing me? So your teaching notes or your notes becomes your teaching boundaries or your study boundaries. Your notes, the notes you are taking now, becomes your boundaries. So if I now want to do a study of the scripture, that's why I call scriptures. I call it that you write it. As you are doing your study, you now study where in the boundaries of the pastor's teaching. Are you following that?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. So you are supposed to make yourself available to be taught. In making yourself available to be taught, you must not cherry pick your local church meetings.
You must not cherry pick, not cherry pick. You must not decide on the meeting you should attend or the meeting you should not attend. No. You must attend all meetings. Like yesterday, some people were not here. You just made up your mind.
And can I just go and sit down and be attending teaching meeting?
You see, you don't have a right.
Okay. I'm sounding authoritative.
But that's the truth. That's the truth. You don't champion your local church meetings. Once you are submitted to the local church, to the authority of the local church, you don't miss the meetings. Prayer meetings, videos, evangelism. Sometimes when you come for evangelism, you just see leaders. Where are the brethren? You don't cherry-pick your local church meeting. I hear that. You don't decide on which meeting to attend and which one not to attend. You're supposed to attend all meetings, prayer meetings, vigils, teaching meetings, every meeting, Holy Ghost meetings. Every meeting, you must not choose the one you want to attend or you don't want to attend. Why? We're getting to see that now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because consistency is needed for spiritual growth. Are you following me?
Okay, glory to God.
I hear you following me. Yeah?
So, consistency is important. You must attend all meetings. I'll read what I have in my notes. Consistency in attending meetings, which are for your spiritual growth, inconsistency.
Voilà. Inconsistency in attending meetings which are for your spiritual growth. Remember, the meetings of the local church are for your spiritual growth. So when you are inconsistent in attending meetings in the local church, it causes vacuums in your spiritual growth.
It causes vacuums.
Your spiritual mind. Can you hear me? Causes vacuums. In fact, attending meetings. There's some people are attending meetings. They will be around for meetings, but they are never around for meetings. You know what I mean? Sometimes, in some places, not here. Some people say, ah, I'm an usher. And because they are ushers, they now be outside. Ushering angels, when you are supposed to be listening. You know, when it's time for the word, you leave where you are ushering and listen to the word. You know, the ushering angels. I'm sure we gave a story of how we attended a school fellowship to teach them. And he told them, you observe that, you know, those of you who are in the university, there's a woman that you call mama. In my school, if you are to be mama, you must be fat. I don't know why. All the mamas are always fat. So this one, she's mama. She's in charge of matter ministry. No, all mamas are in charge of matter ministry.
If you don't know what is matter ministry, don't worry.
So, pastor was not teaching. Please, Pastor Shannon was teaching. When he was not teaching, he observed that the lady was not there. This is the lady welcomed him, but the lady was not there. At all. After the meeting, also the lady, you're not around for meeting, why? They say, Pastor, I've been going around to prepare what you eat. You know, I have to make sure all the food is ready that you eat. But then, Pastor Shepard said, he told them not eating. The most important thing you missed because you are preparing food. Do you think he came here to eat food? How people are like that? They will come for meeting. They will not stay in the meeting. That is when you will be urinating. You have. No! When you are around for meeting, see, I discipline myself that way. I go around for meeting. I try to make sure you want to urinate. Let me urinate before I enter. But once I'm inside, you will not see me leave. For any reason. I'm serious. Because your attention, your mind should be there. Some people come for meetings and they're always taking their WhatsApp status. You're looking at me in my spirit. What status I've done to some people? And you know, somebody told me, it's only since you would have kept my status today. What is happening? Where are all my friends? I said, status that is doing you like this. Status. I don't know if status has got some people in bondage.
Until recently, they are taking one and check my status.
So, don't come. Can you go and check my status? Can you go and check my status? Is your status salvation?
Amen. Amen. When people are blocking people from seeing their status, you want the whole world to see your status. Now, wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you submit. Consistency. If you are inconsistent, you will create vacuums. In spiritual growth.
Hallelujah. And that vacuums will make you vulnerable to errors and unstable. Those vacuums will make you vulnerable to errors.
Make you vulnerable to errors.
Amen.
Imagine you missed everything I've been saying. You just came back. The next part is yes.
Okay. I've been talking and teaching, and you went out. And you now came in. You know, you heard something like the Church of Christ.
The Church of Christ came from this day, came from the resurrection. That is even better. Remember something. As in something that, you know, you just miss all the explanation, all the existences. You miss everything. All the damn you know in that. And when you now hit is that. The presence of God. You know, and then, you know, it's now, what you will now receive is called punchlines. I hope you know that. You just see a punchline and you will not be able to explain. How many people understand what I just said? You just get to hear punchline and you won't be able to explain. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Let's continue. So look at Acts 1 verse 21. So you can't afford to be inconsistent. You take away distraction when you are around for meetings. Take away distractions. When I go in for meetings, my phone will be off. As in off. Data and on data. Off. Because I'm in for a crazy. When believers gather, it's serious business. Are you hearing me? It's serious business. You came for a meeting because Chelsea is playing Liverpool, you'll not be checking live scores. You didn't start to check live scores. Why would Liverpool lose? When you are checking live scores. And Chelsea will win because we are not checking live scores. We are teaching. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Continue. Acts 1:21. Was that why I asked you to open?
Look at, they wanted to choose who will replace Judas. They wanted to choose who would replace Judas. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time, that the Lord went in and out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John, to that day when he was taken up from us. One of these must become a witness with us in his resurrection. I mean, of his resurrection, right? They needed to choose who would take over the place of Judas. They said the person that they would choose must be the person that was, that has been with them from Jesus, from John's baptism. Did you see that? So the person must deal with, they would have seen the person that from what they have been following them from John's baptism up until the resurrection. When the person was attending all Jesus' meeting, all his meetings, the person must be there, consistent. Did you see that? And they found two people. Are you following that? Meaning Matthias was there right from the baptism down to when he was taken up. Consistency. Are you hearing me? Consistency.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So the person that will take over must not be someone who is inconsistent. They will see him on Sunday, they will not see him on Saturday, they will see him on Saturday, not see him on Sunday. He will not come for prayer meeting. When they say fast, he will not fast. When they say pray, he will not pray. Evangelism, he doesn't come. You know? Unruly. Unruly does not mean until you begin to say, I want to. No, that's not unruly. Unruly is when you don't attend meetings. You don't want to be under authority. That's what it means.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That one must not be an inconsistent believer.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Look at Acts 2:42. Some men just got saved. Look at what they began to do in verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. They continued. steadfastly. They follow, they continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that the badge, I want something here, the badge of discipleship and spiritual growth is inconsistency. The badge of discipleship and spiritual growth will be found in consistency. You have to be consistent. You've got to be consistent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we found is consistency. Growth cannot be found in being absent. Cannot be found. They've been absent. Growth is inconsistency. Growth is inconsistency. You'll find growth inconsistent, being consistent. Look at 2 Timothy quickly. 2 Timothy. Are you learning something? Are you learning something? Okay. 2 Timothy quickly. Second Timothy chapter 3. Look at verse 10. It says, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine." You have carefully followed my doctrine. Manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance. You have carefully followed my doctrine. Look at verse 14. Quickly, verse 14 into 15. It says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned. And be assured of knowing from whom you've learned them." So, Paul points Timothy's attention. You must continue in the things which you have learned. And be assured of who you've learned it from. Can you not see? How can you be assured of who you've learned it from when you're learning from 30 people at a time? You must continue. Continuity. Continuity. Consistency. Verse 10, consistency. Verse 14, consistency, continuity. Continue. So we keep learning. Hallelujah. We keep learning the same thing over and over again. We keep learning. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Look at verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Verse 15. It says, "And from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. So Timothy stayed learning. So that's why I cannot say from childhood. From childhood, you've known the Holy Scripture. Would that be Paul's teaching? Yes. The things you should learn from childhood. Stay learning. So Timothy stayed learning. Hallelujah. Timothy stayed learning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and since discipleship cannot be effective outside the local church, therefore, I must be consistent in all my local church meetings. I must be consistent in all my local church meetings. Even if you go to, I want to hit some of these, I want to actually say something. Even if you go to one of the ministry and download all the messages. Living one day and download all the messages. You know what? Yeah? And you say, "I don't need a church. I just want to be listening to messages." You will not grow spiritual. Because spiritual growth can only be found in the local church. That's the only way it's there. Are you hearing me? Yeah? I'm telling you that for a short spiritual growth can only be found in the local church. Amen. Amen. Let's continue. Back to Ephesians 4. Let's go back to Ephesians 4. Are you in Ephesians 4 back? Look at verse 13. Again, since we have come to the unity of faith, that is the knowledge of the Son of God, right? We said this is what we're done in the local church, right? We are teaching. He said, to a perfect man, I want you to mark that in your Bible. To a perfect man. He now uses another word. He said, to the measure. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now he uses that word again, metron. Measure of the status of the fullness of Christ. So when he uses it here, he needs you to pay attention to what he has been saying concerning the measure of Christ's gifts before now. Right? Right? So you have to go back to verses. That should be verse 4. I mean, sorry. That should be verse 5. Verses 7. Well, and I just explained that it will refer to ministry, right? So when he said to a perfect man, said to the measure of the status of Christ's gift. Hallelujah. 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 So what he's trying to let you know is that the teaching of the word is so that the perfecting of the same or the work of the ministry is so that we will grow into being responsible in ministry. Are you hearing me? Because ministry was in view there in verse 7, and he's using it again here. So many leadership in the local church, it doesn't just happen. Men grow into it. Are you following that? Men grow to handle responsibility in the local church. Responsibility. Men grow to handle. We'll yet see that again so shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can grow to becoming responsible in ministry. To handle the work. To handle work in the local church. We'll grow to handle work in the local church. Amen. Amen. Can you see the reason for your pastor? The reason for the leaders? Are you following that? See, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. We explained verses 14 to 15 yesterday, right? That we should know God, that we should be no more children, tossed and thrown, carried away by every wind of doctrine. Now, look at verse 16. Let's just read from verse 14 to 16. Let's go together. That we should be no longer children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine. By tricky of men, in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together, by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body for the edifying of itself in the world. Remember, what we've been discussing, we said we are members of His body, right? Right? So I need you to have that at the back of your mind as we proceed. So, verse 16. So, from what we said yesterday, we looked at the word supply, right? That word supply means to contribute. Epikotia, to contribute, to do my own bit, to do my own part, to do my own share. Hallelujah. We saw that yesterday. That spiritual growth will be seen in me contributing my own part in the local church. We've been seeing me contributing my own part in the local church. We saw that yesterday, my own part. Found every joint supplies. Everyone does his own part. Hallelujah. Something to look at for. Look at that verse 16. It says, every joint supplies according to the effective working. That word effective working, which in the New Old King James is actually effectual working. Now, that word effective working is in the Greek energia. Energia is the one that implies operative power. Operative power. In context here, it's talking about our efforts. Hallelujah. Our efforts.
Hallelujah. 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 By which every joint supplies according to the operative power. By which every part, every one of us does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Look at that word, edifying of itself in love. We're coming there. So when Paul is saying for the edifying of the body of Christ in verses 12, look at that verse 12. He says, for the perfection of itself, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Did you see that? Now he brings that same word again, oikonome. He brings it again in verse 16. First, that you would see what the edifying of the body of Christ will mean. Did you see that? He brings it again for you to see. So when he gets there and says, when we all get effective in handling responsibility in the local church, what will happen? That's what he's talking about. That's the edifying of the body of Christ. Every part does its share. Are you following me? Every part does its share. So Paul rises again for you to see. The edifying of the body for the edifying of the body of Christ will mean every part does its share. We are all get edified. So spiritual growth will be seen in me contributing my quota. Contributing my quota, growing up into ministry, to handling responsibility in the local church. Handling responsibility in the local church. So spiritual growth in the local church is in me handling responsibility. Handling responsibility. Handling responsibility. A believer who is not contributing his quota to the growth of the local church.
This is deep, but it's the truth. Is irresponsible. See, that is the truth. Amen. 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 You know, amen. 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 So you see, in the local church,
as we begin to close,
okay. In the local church, we are a family. We are a family. We're a family. The Bible says, see, we are a family. We are a companion with a family. The Bible says they were all in one accord. The local church is where we are all in one accord. We are all saying the same thing. Remember yesterday I told you all something, that when your pastor is teaching, you are listening. You are not trying to argue, you are not trying to reason, you are not like the very Christian. You say, I want to be a very Christian. No. They were not a very Christian because they were unbelievers. They did not believe. That was why they went to search the scriptures. We saw that yesterday. Your pastor is teaching, you are listening. In local church, we all have one mind. We all have one mind. Are you hearing me? We all have one mind. We all speak the same thing. And we all respect our pastor. We all honor those in leadership position. They are given to us. We honor them. The Bible says you give them double honor. So you honor them. I don't like using this word, but let me use it. The Bible says in Ephesians, it says honor your father and mother. But to your pastor, it says give them double honor. Give them double honor to your pastor. Because they want to value you. So your leaders, give them double honor. In the local church. If you don't go to that, what the church is for. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So in the local church, we are trained to follow. We are trained to follow. We are trained to be disciplined. We are trained to be disciplined. We don't backbite ourselves. No, you don't backbite yourself in the local church. I don't carry church issue and take it home. I've never discussed, I and my wife, we've never discussed any church member thus far and forever, amen. We'll never become that kind of. We don't discuss church members. We don't backbite. You don't take issues, church issues home. Don't take it to become family issues. No! No! If you do that, you are not growing spiritually. Imagine, you went home. Father, mother, children, grandfather, grandmother, all of you sat on the table. I don't bring church to your table. Ah! No! 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 A brother offends a sister. He don't tell another brother, look at the way that sister offended me. That one man said, don't mind her. That's what they used to do. Hey! No! No, we won't let Christ that way. Are you hearing me? Be the brother that will tell the other brother, I'm not a party to this kind of discussion. You are in Christ. Be the brother that will correct your other brother. Don't be the brother that will ask. Be the brother that will correct. Hallelujah. That will correct. So I said, bro, what you are doing is wrong. What you are doing is wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? What you are doing is wrong. If your brother offends you, go to him and say, bro, you offend me. Or report it to your pastor. For don't be more than what I'm going on. I'll be talking about it. There is the topic of the pastor in at home. And you shout, hey! That's why we do. That time we do Prado for us. We do Prado. You are adding your salt and your pepper to it. You are canal. You are canal. You are canal. You should be the one to tell your mom, tell your dad. I don't discuss my pastors in an unlawful manner. I don't discuss other brethren in the church. I'm not a gossip. I'm not a busybody. I'm not. Are you hearing me? Because we have one mind. We are family. We are called brethren. Brethren means we came from the same source. It's the word our dealt for us. From the same womb. From the same womb. If I see anything that will hurt my sister, I will let her know. Don't go to that place because you will get hurt. That is law. Are you hearing me? That is what the local church is for. We watch out for ourselves. We watch out for ourselves. Bro, what is happening? Sister, what is happening? They don't look at you in evangelism. No, going back to them. Bro, don't backslide you. Have you seen, bro? He's now wearing low waist. Low waist. He has backslide. He has backslidden. Are they going to do holy? Ah! No. It's not the name that wants you. It's not the name that wants us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, years back, there was this brother that came to meet Tunde. If you know me, you will know Tunde.
Amen.
Came to meet the very person Tunde. And you know, he wanted to tell Tunde some things.
But he wanted to tell me something. Maybe he had a dream or something like that. So he now came to me today. I'm not telling him all those things. We're not telling him, castigating him. And the guy now said, when you saw all those things, what did you do? He said, hey, I came to tell you. No, he said, you should have prayed for me. If you really loved me, you should have prayed for me. Not knowing that he had already started telling people around. And he got to know. Maybe somebody had advised him, have you met him? He said, you should have prayed for me. How many times did you go on this to pray for your brothers? To pray for your fellow brother. And then you confront him. Like, what I mean, confront him, meet him, and then you cheer him up and encourage him in the Lord. When I was listening to brother, I said, well, hide your spiritual life.
Did you study today?
You care for each other. We show care in the local church. We show care. We show care in the local church. We don't backbite. We show care. Are you hearing me? Amen. We submit to authority in the local church. We do. We do. We submit to the leadership of the pastor.
Submit to the leadership of the pastor. We submit there.
We'll get to talk about some of these things again during our prayer retreats. Just a little exhortation along this line. But it's very important to know. We submit to the leadership there. Leadership there.
Glory to God. You're not a cell leader. You're not an ACF leader.
You're not a sub-cell leader, intelligence leader, or a cell leader. And yet you have your own cell.
You are not the pastor's pastor. Pastor's word is not enough again. Pastor says it's epignosis. And when you talk about epignosis,
because you would want us to know you know Greek. When you talk about epignosis, it is on the root word, epi. Then you don't go to know to exist. You can your life. We know you know Greek at the
end. But calm down, you're not yet a pastor.
You're not yet a leader.
Calm down.
Hallelujah. I'll be submissive. I'll be submissive. Hallelujah. I'll be submissive then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll be submissive then.
We don't want to lead the sheep. No. No. Amen. 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 Let's be on our feet.
Glory to God. You don't want to lead the sheep then. You don't want them to see you as a.
I don't know how to play something. Glory to God. But you.
Say, I am under the authority of the Lord.
Let's go on
our
feet, isn't that the prayer?